You're listening to SBS News.
Speaking to graduates at the University of Adelaide, Christopher Pine said the class had much to look forward to, but also significant challenges ahead, including the possibility of military conflict with China.
5 years ago, I would have said that the possibility was very unlikely. Now, I would have to say that the possibility is more likely than it was then. The reality is that China is confident and capable and is not embarrassed to show it. Most concerning of it all, it has turned up pressure on Taiwan, the most likely next flashpoint in the region.
Taiwan is an island to the east of China and north of Hong Kong. It is home to almost 24 million people, which is similar to the population of Australia. Since the 17th century, the island's rule has gone from the indigenous people to Dutch colonisers to China, Japan, and back to China. In 1949, at the end of the Civil War, Chinese Republic forces retreated to Taiwan as communist armies took control of the mainland. Republic forces controlled the island under military rule until democratic reforms in the 1980s. Officials elected in Taipei claim to be the legitimate government for the whole of China. They actually only oversee the management of Taiwan and some small surrounding islands, and they're not internationally recognised. The United Nations sees Taiwan as a province of China. Dr. Malcolm Davies is an analyst with the Australian Strategic Policy Institute. He says China wants Taiwan back under its control.
The Chinese government sees Taiwan as lost territory, if you like. Taiwanese people, on the other hand, do not see themselves as Chinese. They see themselves as Taiwanese. And there's not much support within Taiwan for unification with China. So China's determination is to force reunification, even if it's through use of military force.
But taking Taiwan by force means engaging in an international conflict. The United States Congress has promised to defend Taiwan if its future is not determined by a peaceful or diplomatic means.
We are bound by a moral obligation and also matter of legislation to help Taiwan with its legitimate self-defense needs. The Taiwan Relations Act is something that has enjoyed overwhelming bipartisan support.
That's the United States top diplomat in Australia, Mike Goldman, speaking on the Australian National University's National Security Podcast. He says Australia and the US have plans in place should China deploy troops to Taiwan.
I think we're committed as allies to working together, not only in making our militaries, you know, functioning well together, but also in strategic planning. And when you look at strategic planning, it covers the range of contingencies that you've mentioned, of which Taiwan is obviously an important component.
These plans are more than just a contingency, according to Dr. Malcolm Davies. He says the former Defence Minister, Christopher Pine, is right, and war could just be 5 years away, depending on Chinese naval capabilities.
The operation would be a complex one to deploy forces across the Taiwanese Strait to essentially gain a beachhead on the shore of Taiwan and then move inland. They're still lagging behind in terms of that amphibious capability to be able to operate across the strait and seize and control a beachhead on Taiwan. So that's what's going to take them about that 5 to 6 year period.
If Chinese troops do deploy to Taiwan, Dr. Davies says the US could not afford to break its promise.
For the simple reason that if the US chose not to intervene as Taiwan was being invaded and annexed by China, their credibility would be gone. They would seem to be, by Japan, Australia and others, there would be concerns that the US wouldn't really come to their aid in the event of a crisis with China.
And in the same vein, Dr. Davies says Australia would have to come to the aid of the US.
It is inconceivable that Australia would stand back and look on passively as our US ally were basically engaged in combat against China. It is much more likely that Australia would assist the US directly through military measures and support, including engaging in combat operations against China.
But Christopher Pyne didn't send the Adelaide University graduates out into the world without hope. He pitched diplomacy as the path forward, both with China and Australia's allies, including India and Japan.
It is in no one's interest to adopt a policy of containment of China. Rather, it is in everyone's interest to promote a policy of engagement with China that lifts all the boats across our region. Freer trade, open and transparent markets, more liberal movement of money and people, these features all bring about a more integrated and therefore a likely more peaceful region than the alternative.
SBS News has sought comment from the Defence Minister, Peter Dutton, and the Chinese consulate in Australia. Lucy Murray, SBS News.